Well, the Prime Minister says there is no silver bullet that's going to fix the situation in New South Wales, but there is one new measure that's being taken. Second doses of Pfizer will be stretched from 3 weeks to six in that state's vaccination centres. The state, though, won't be getting any additional Pfizer doses, at least for now. Tom Lowry, our reporter at Parliament House, joins me now. Tom, what's happened at National Cabinet this afternoon?
Yeah, good afternoon, David. It's been totally dominated by the situation in New South Wales, as you'd expect. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says there was a pretty full and frank discussion, but a positive one, and some feedback offered to New South Wales on how they're handling this outbreak too. But there's not a huge amount that's actually set to change. Certainly, that request from Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier, for more doses to be diverted from other states to southwestern Sydney, that hasn't gone anywhere. But there is that one change that is being made. Pfizer doses administered in their state-run hubs in New South Wales will be stretched from the current three-week interval between doses to 6 weeks. Now, that's to try and see more first doses administered into more arms sooner, getting that one dose coverage across a wider stretch of the population. Here's a bit of what the Prime Minister had to say earlier.
The goal has not changed. Suppression is the primary tool to achieve that, and vaccines can help that. To that end, we discussed and will be confirming over the next 24 hours the ability for in New South Wales, in their state vaccine centres, for them to do greater amounts of first doses by staying within the medical advice, the ATAGI advice, which says that second doses of Pfizer can be extended out to 6 weeks. So that is an existing regulation, it is an existing approval, is an existing medical advice. So to increase the amount of first doses that can be delivered, maximising greater the supply we have available, then we're working to put in that in place.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. And Tom, those running the pandemic response have questioned suggestions that the vaccine rollout's to blame for the current lockdowns.
Yeah, David, earlier today, some of the major figures behind the pandemic response, people like Lieutenant General John Frewen, who heads the COVID Vaccine Task Force, the Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, the Health Department Secretary, Brendan Murphy, they all got together for a hearing of the COVID-19 Committee here in Parliament. We often learn a lot more from these hearings than what we do from press conferences with politicians, as senators get to question these figures of authority on how they're doing things and why they're doing them. They were questioned quite a bit on whether a more advanced vaccine rollout at this point might have avoided the lockdowns we're seeing in three states. Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy says that may well not be the case.
I don't think you can directly attribute the lockdowns to our vaccination rate.
About 15.5% of people aged over 16 are fully vaccinated. Professor Murphy says a rate much higher than that might not have made any difference.
If we had been where we planned to be, which is, you know, we're about two months behind our original plan because of the issues with AstraZeneca and international supply, it may well be that many of those states would have locked down anyway.
The bureaucrats, experts and military figures behind the pandemic response fronted a committee hearing in Canberra. Asked about New South Wales' suggestion that Pfizer doses be diverted from other states to southwest Sydney, Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly made clear that idea would come at a cost.
We have lockdowns in Melbourne and the whole of Victoria and in South Australia. They've both been seeded from this outbreak. That can happen at any time in other states. So whatever decisions we make, of course, flow on to opportunity cost in other areas, and that has to be absolutely and very carefully considered.
Lieutenant General John Frewen, the military figure at the head of the National Vaccine Task Force, also doubts the Premier's idea.
Vaccination underpins the national resilience to COVID. It is not the best way to provide immediate health response to an outbreak like this. Suddenly deciding to throw a particular vaccine at one geographic area does not give you an immediate solution to a problem.
Professor Brendan Murphy was pressed on how he thought the government had handled the pandemic as a whole. Here's Labor Senator Katie Gallagher.
The federal government's management of this pandemic is failing, isn't it, from your point of view? And do you join with the Prime Minister in apologising to the Australian people for the suffering that they're currently going through?
On the pandemic broadly, he refuted the suggestion.
I think our management of the pandemic would be regarded internationally as one of the best in the world.
But on the vaccine rollout, he did offer this.
Certainly, I join with the Prime Minister in saying that we are sorry that the vaccine program has been delayed by the unexpected events that have happened.
Across the ditch, the bubble has burst. New Zealand has suspended the travel bubble with all of Australia for 8 weeks. Prime Minister Jacinda Jacinda Ardern.
Now is the time for a suspension to ensure New Zealanders aren't put at undue risk from COVID-19 and to ensure we retain our hard-won gains. Our team of 5 million has worked hard to put us in a strong position, both health-wise and economically, and we will not risk that.
That's New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, Tom Lowry reporting from Parliament House.